Good morning, how are you?
Morning, Michelle. I'm well, thanks.
Local council tax discount.
Yeah, council tax is obviously always one of those things that everyone's interested in. That's something that we all pay, isn't it? And so we want to make sure that that's fairly sort of paid across the borough. Basically, the council took the decision last week to consult on making some changes around discretionary grants. So that's where if you have an empty or unfurnished property or if you have a second home in the borough, at the moment there's a discount applied to that. And we've looked at what other Essex authorities are doing and other authorities in the country, and it's a mixture. Many don't have those discounts. And in particular, because that effectively costs the council about over £13,000 per year, we're consulting residents to see whether they think it would be sensible to remove those discounts so that, in other words, if you have an empty or unfurnished property or if you have a second home, you pay the same amount of council tax on that property as you do your first home in the case of second homes, or certainly furnished homes for the other types. So in that sense, it could make the council a saving, which we would then suggest certainly would be reinvested in local services. As well as Brentwood Council, that would also be a saving for Essex County Council and the fire and police. So effectively, it's about saying, should that discount not be there so that the money could be better spent on local services? And it's a consultation that's open until the 7th of November. So if you go onto our website, you can find out more information about it. And we genuinely want to hear what people think.
Brentwood Business Showcase is going to be happening soon. I don't have the date in front of me, but I know you will.
There's 20th of October, yeah.
Lovely. There's lots of guest speakers, workshops and more, isn't there? And it's going to be here at the Brentwood Centre.
Yeah, so I know that over the past few weeks, listeners will have heard lots about the showcase. We want to make sure that everyone knows it's happening. It's going to be the biggest and best showcase yet. We've got more exhibitors signed up than ever before. And as you say, it's at the Brentwood Centre. So this really offers us more of an opportunity to put on a big event. We've just announced on our website, on the Brentwood Business Showcase website, a range of Chamber of Commerce 10-minute tips, which are going to be running throughout the day. So they're workshops that are really designed to benefit lots of different businesses, all kinds of businesses. So we've got different things, for instance, thinking about growing a healthy business, commercial tips. We've got communicating without words, a session thinking about communication, bounce back marketing. We've got employer's guide to apprenticeships, something being put on by Sydney City College Havering, and also get more out of business from LinkedIn. So there's kind of a range of different things that are going to be spoken about at those sessions. They're just 10-minute tips, as I said. There's a Chamber of Commerce zone at the showcase. And really, as well as all of the great speakers that we've got speaking at the event that's sort of been reported over the last few weeks, we want to make sure that people know that this is a full-day event. It's great for any size business, whether you're a pre-start business, whether you're a small company, a one-man band, or whether you're a larger employer in the borough or indeed outside the borough. A great opportunity to sort of come along. It's free, it's an opportunity to learn, to network, and I hope come away from the day feeling really inspired. We've got some inspiring speakers and some really good workshops, so I think it's going to be a great day. Wednesday the 20th of October.
It sounds great, and it's just learning something new. Even if, you're saying whether you start business or you've been going quite a while, sometimes you can get a little bit stuck in the mud, and it's always good to have new ideas and maybe things you hadn't thought about before.
Definitely. In particular now, we're all thinking, aren't we, differently about how we do things. Coming out of the pandemic, thinking about how we're smarter with what we've got. I don't know about you, but I mean, I enjoy listening to leadership business podcasts and things, and you just come away feeling inspired and hopefully could take some of those tips and utilize them in business or in life and family stuff, whatever it may be. So definitely, if you can, really keen that local businesses and anyone really comes along and just takes part, enjoys the day. It's definitely a good opportunity.
Now, the consultation for the new football hub in Brentwood is taking place on the 18th of October. Is it here at the Brentwood Centre they're looking at putting the new football hub?
Yes, exactly. It's around the Brentwood Centre, essentially. So it's kind of using the football pitches that are already there And the issue is that whilst we have football pitches in the borough, there's obviously a huge demand for football when it comes to team sport, as well as people coming and playing, showing up and playing. And what we need are more all-round pitches that sort of last the year, drainage, 3G pitches, floodlights, that type of thing, where actually it can be a year-round event and they can be used on a really regular basis without wearing out the pitch and that type of thing. So the idea of the Football Hub is to invest in new facilities that create a range of different football pitches and facilities that then come with that. There's a consultation going on at the moment. Go to our website to find out more. There's a Brentwood Centre open sort of opportunity to come and learn more about it on the Mondays, Monday to Friday throughout the week. You can come and even over the weekend, you can come and find out more at the Brentwood Centre.
People love to come to football, and we've got Doddinghurst Road, which can get very, very busy, obviously, with cars parking and stuff. Is there any possibly mention of getting to the Brentwood Centre via the A12? I know it's been mentioned before. Is there any plans for anything like that to happen?
Well, as part of the Football Hub plans, we're looking as well at the sort of parking provision to make sure that there's sufficient parking there, making sure that we've got good public transport, as you currently got the kind of bus routes and things that come up from the high street, and maintaining that and doing whatever we can to improve that. But yeah, I mean, in the long term, I think, you know, the Brentwood Centre has always been one of those odd spots, isn't it, where you pass it on the A12 and you can't come off unless you're at Brook Street or at Shenfield. And there are added issues that come with that when it comes to traffic flow in and around the town. So in the long term, it's certainly something that through possibly a future local plan or something that we'll need to think about. There are certain restrictions, I think, that National Highways, which they're now called the Old Highways England, have around junction design and proximity to existing junctions and that type of thing. But look, as we look at the future of the borough, I think it's definitely got to be a conversation and a thought process around how do we grow in a way that's sensible and helps people. So if, you know, future conversations about junctions and that type of thing are to be had, then yes, that definitely needs to fit in with what happens at the Brentwood Centre.
Thank you. I just threw that question in, so thanks for answering that, Phil. And lastly, Discover Autumn. There was such an amazing summer for people, although we've had COVID and people were getting out, and they, you know, you had the Safari Trail and Crown Street events as well. There's things going on all over the place, and it was a fantastic summer. So well done to the team at the council. But now we've got Discover Autumn.
Yep. Discover Autumn is a program that we've got running over the next few weeks. It's an event tomorrow, actually, the Shenfield Fun Day, which is, there's a Punch and Judy show and there's library activities. That's tomorrow, Saturday, 9th of October in Shenfield. So if you're around, head down there. Lots of fun to be had. And then there's also some Halloween events coming up at the end of the month on Crown Street and in Shenfield again. And then in November, we've got the Ingatestone Artisan Market. We know there's lots of stuff that's been going on in Ingatestone around promoting that as a place and utilising the high street for a market. So there's going to be the Artisan Market on the 13th of November.
Yep.
All of these events are supported by the Welcome Back Fund. And it's all about just trying to promote the borough, get people out and about. As you say, we've all been through a period where we haven't been able to do that. So let's make the most of those opportunities. More information to come on the kind of the program generally, but also the plans for winter as well, as we then go into thinking about Christmas and things. So check out the website, more information on there. And yeah, please come along and support local businesses. I'd just say that all those events are business led. They're really trying to make sure that the businesses are involved in leading and putting on those events, because they want to put on events, give back to the community. And hopefully that then means that people come out and support local shops, local businesses as well. So really good things.
Yeah, some great things going on, and you can find all the details at the council websites. It's great to talk to you, Phil, and nice to meet you as well a couple of weeks ago, putting your name to a face with all the council people.
It
was a really good evening. So we'll be speaking to another member of the council next week, and you have a great weekend. Thanks for chatting
to
us. Thanks then. Bye-bye.